We're aiming for peace. We've got our sights set on that. We've decided the direction we're going to go. That's where we're heading. 2 weeks ago, I said, I want you to be on a scavenger hunt looking for places where you see peace. Because in our world today, it's really easy for us to get focused on the places where we see a heart at war. But if you get on the lookout and you start aiming for a heart of peace, all of a sudden you start discovering it in folks. And then you can say, I'm just going to be like them for a little while. I'm going to practice trying to be peace, have a heart of peace until I actually end up with one. It's kind of that fake it until you make it routine. Just so you know, John, it's good United Methodist theology. John Wesley didn't feel like he had this heart of assurance, and so he decided he was going to fake it until he make it. So practice peace until you live with a heart of peace. Set a goal to have a heart and aim there. If you ever want to find peace, you have to be on the lookout for it. You have to be searching for it. You never find stuff you're not looking for. You wander right by it. It could be right in front of you. Now, and I'm telling you this, and let me remind us all, I'm not saying you got to get there. I'm saying you should be aiming for peace. How many of you think that you're going to, before you're dead, going to have a heart of peace, a fully developed heart of peace? You're good to go. So don't give up just because, yeah, I can't get there, so the preacher doesn't know what he's talking about. What I want you to do is keep aiming for the right goal. It's a journey. It's a search. It's a hunt for peace. There's a line for those folks who fish, who come home empty-handed. They say, that's why they call it not. That's why they call it fishing, not catching. Because there are lots of days when you go and you do a lot of fishing and not a lot of catching. Maybe there's something to that for us. Maybe that's why they call it following Jesus instead of being Jesus. The term discipleship, the term Christian, are about following, not being God. It's about being engaged with God, following. So growing and becoming and aiming are our tools for achieving a heart of peace and being more and more like Jesus by following Jesus. My goal over the course of Advent and the course of the next year is to become more and more at peace. I invite you to have that be one of your goals for the new year. More and more a heart at peace. There's a great story in the book that's talking about, and I like it because it's talking about the journey. How many of you are reading along? 4 in this service, 5, 6, 7 in this, 8 in this service. There's a story about a girl named Jenny. Do you remember that? Does it make your... Some of them had a smile, a knowing smile, and other folks had a dead face like I've just chose the wrong character. So Jenny is one of the teenagers who's going to this workshop, this retreat, this you're stranded us in the desert kind of routine. And Jenny did not get told by her parents that she was going to this. All of a sudden, they come to a complete stop, and surprise, Jenny, we're here. And it didn't go over well with Jenny. She felt manipulated into being there. And so she takes off running, but she takes off without shoes. Are you catching up, those of... She starts running away from this place where she's going to go and be for a couple of weeks. And she starts running, but she forgot her shoes. So she's running away from this workshop. I'm going to call it a workshop. It's probably a little more intense than a workshop. And so she's running. And for her safety, I mean, let's say she's 16, 17 years old. The folks who are helping facilitate start walking to try to engage her, and they end up, she keeps running from them, and she won't stop, and she won't engage them, she won't listen. So the two folks who are part of the team of facilitators, what they decide to do is, because they see her feet are bleeding from running all day, and I want to say New Mexico sun, so asphalt in New Mexico, And she's running and running, and her feet are bleeding. And so what they do in order to try to show her that they're not meaning to manipulate her into being somebody she's not, is the folks who are following her, they take off their shoes. They choose to be in her shoes. And so they take off their shoes, and they just keep trying to engage her. And that act of, let us meet you where you are, is so different than the way we often engage each other. Often, our engagement is more of a, oh yeah? Well, you're wrong about it. Lots of times, I find us, me included, us human beings engaging others by comparing our best traits to somebody else's worst traits. We do that in all kinds of discourse. And in that moment, we have begun treating the other person as an object, not with equal feelings. Remember last week we talked about you got to treat people like people in order to have a heart of peace? So treating people like people, not trying to manipulate. So they gave Jenny free, informed choice. I believe part of a heart of peace is free, informed choice. It also is starting from a place where you don't get in your own way. And the book has these four boxes that it talks about how we human beings get in our own way. If you perceive yourself as better than someone else, you're already in your own way. If you perceive yourself as worse than somebody else, you've already gotten in your own way. Because those characteristics almost always make you dance a certain kind of dance as opposed to just being present. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what to skip. This week, I think what I'd like to have as the main focus is be on the lookout for peace and be on the lookout for war. And when you start to feel yourself engaging in war, stop the train. The train always goes the same place. The tracks are set. Stop the train, get off the train, get on a different train, go in a different direction. You know the word repent? It really means change your mind in such a way. It's not a say you're sorry. It's a stop, turn around 180 degrees, and go that way. Repent is a Greek word, metanoia. It means turn your mind around. Get off the train and try to aim for peace. Part of what we did in our discussion Tuesday night is try to identify individuals that we saw a heart of peace in them. Do you know somebody who seems to always just be themselves, and they aren't trying to manipulate or not trying to push their own agenda on you? I want to say gentle. Is gentle a heart of peace? Doesn't that feel maybe those gifts of the Spirit list would probably be good right here. Do you know other folks that you think have a heart of peace? Anybody willing to share? Yep, I agree. Peggy Day has a heart of peace to me. Joan has a heart of peace. Guy, who are you going to say? How lovely. Wouldn't you be delighted to have a doctor who had a heart of peace? A teacher who has a heart of peace. Not trying to force an agenda, just open and aware. And who else? You want a music director that has a heart of peace, or you're saying Mike has a heart of peace? I agree. Mike has a heart. I perceive him as having a heart of peace. There are some times when he could be very, very anxious, and he seems like a non-anxious presence in the midst of crazy things. Can you, in your life, identify those folks who are more at peace than you are? Be like them. There are some days when I'm having a good day and I'm okay with having a heart of peace. And there are other days when, man, all these other things kick right in and I feel like a 15-year-old boy who, oh, yeah, tell my dad on you. And my dad was shorter than I am. It wasn't going to help. How do we find a heart of peace? Part of it is being aware of who we are. How do we get in our own way of having peace? If you feel entitled, you are in your own way. The boxes, it talks about, there's a box that helps us justify our behaviors. This is what the book says. There's a better than box, an I deserve box, I need to be seen as box, and a worse than box. Anybody got a need to be seen as box? Do you know what I mean? Anybody in here feel like they need to be seen as competent? All right, come on. I want to see. All right. What? How about I'm better than somebody box? Anybody have that? No, we're not willing. All right, we're not admitting to it. Got it. Anybody got a I'm worse than box? Do you know folks who feel like they're always discounting themselves and feel worse than? I think those pieces. Now, just so you know, running around and identifying that for others is probably not a good move. But seeing it in others might help you see it in yourself. If you can see one of those processes very clearly in somebody else, it probably means you've got a really good vantage point in that box already. Turns out that folks who need to be seen as something can see other folks who need to be seen as something fairly clearly. How do we find peace? Identifying what gets in your way, aiming for peace, looking out for peace. A harvest of righteousness is sown in peace. The last thing I want to say is, we're never going to find peace if we don't sow peace. Now, it doesn't mean it instantly comes and life is all different because you turn a switch and you changed your mind. We were talking on Tuesday night, and I asked Jeannie Hinken how she got to a place of peace, because she comes off to me as a person with a heart of peace. And she said, well, the person that she married had a heart of peace, and she wanted to be like that, so she decided she was going to be kind of like that. She saw the example. She made the choice, and she aimed that way. And now, years later, she's figured out some things. And so she comes off as, so, maybe the best thing we can do for our children and our grandchildren and our neighbors is to be a model of people who live with a heart of peace. Even if you can't get them to change their ways and vote responsibly, at least, good, room for laughter, good. It is important for all of us to find those places where we can model for others the kind of peace that will change the world. I think that's what following Jesus looks like. We say Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and if we are supposed to be followers of Jesus, then we need to aim for peace. Deal? Let us pray. Lord, help us to let go of those things that get in our own way of peace. Help us not to, as we see those places in us that drive us crazy because they don't let us engage in a heart of peace, help us not beat ourselves up for not having a heart of peace and having that downward spiral. Help us, Lord, find some gentleness. Find some grace. Find a place where you are our leader and we get to follow. Help us be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite